and we were all given to the one Spirit to drink.
Hear now the word of the Lord from John 7, 37 through 39. On the last and greatest day of the festival, Jesus stood and said in a loud voice, "Let anyone who is thirsty come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as Scripture has said, rivers of living water will flow from within them." By this he meant the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were later to receive. Up to that time, the Spirit had not been given, since Jesus had not yet been glorified.
Today is Pentecost Sunday, and this morning our focus will be on the 1 Corinthians text. For most children, birthdays are one of the most exciting days of the entire year. It is something that they look forward to for more than 11 months. And if you ask a child about their birthday, they'll likely tell you that they are 4.5 years old, or 7.75, because each day counts, and every time they go to sleep, it brings them one day closer to their birthday. And birthdays are usually fun and exciting, aren't they? They're exciting because there's likely going to be a party. Family and friends will surround the birthday girl with attention. And they're also fun because there's probably going to be some sort of sweet. A birthday cake, ice cream, or as Frosty told us a couple weeks ago, a blackberry pie. Oh, and don't forget, there are candles also to be blown out. The most important reason why birthdays are so exciting are the presents. That is where all of the excitement lies for the birthday person. And the truth is, we all like to get gifts. They make us feel important and valued. Through presents, we see if people are paying attention to our longings and our desires. If a meaningful gift is given, we will use it all the time. We'll play with it day in and day out. We'll even set it on the dresser so that when we wake in the morning, we can see it. Or we'll put it in our pocket as we go out to play so that we can feel the outline as we roam and romp from backyard to backyard. We like to get gifts, especially thoughtful gifts. For they show us that the giver knows who we are and cares for us. The birthday gift I remember most, I got on my 13th birthday. I enjoy the outdoors, particularly fishing. So I knew what the gift was even before I opened it. It was a fly rod and reel. My dad knew how much I wanted one, and he got me just the right one. Well, at the time, I didn't live near a trout stream, so that afternoon, I just headed across the street to an open yard to practice my casting because I was so thrilled with my gift. And I still have that fly rod. It's next to my tackle box, so every time I grab the tackle box, I remember the thoughtful gift that I was given. And maybe you, too, are still holding on to a thoughtful gift. In Paul's letter to the Corinthian church, he talks about gifts. But the gifts that he talks about aren't like birthday gifts, which are made of material and shaped by human hands. Paul is talking about spiritual gifts, gifts given by God through the power of the Holy Spirit. These spiritual gifts are exciting, thoughtful, and lovingly given. God knows us more deeply than anyone else, and God knows us more deeply than we even know ourselves. The gifts that God gives to us are the truest gifts that we can ever receive. And as Paul points out in this passage, each person is given a gift by God, which means that everyone here this morning has been given gifts from the Father Almighty. Gifts like wisdom and compassion, language and artistry, generosity, hospitality, patience, intellect, discernment, intuition, and laughter, to name a few. So the question is, why are we given these spiritual gifts? Well, they are not given to us for us. They are given to us for the glory of God. Paul says that these spiritual gifts that we have been given are to be used for the common good. In other words, God has given us spiritual gifts so that we can confidently share the good news of the gospel within our community and around the world, to help others who are enduring difficult times, like those who have lost a family member or a loved one to cancer, those for whom depression has set in and darkens even the brightest days, to bring peace to the world filled by so much unrest, political strife, bullying, and all the other things that rattle our lives with division, and to offer assistance to those who are in need and are longing, to those who are hungry and homeless, to those who don't have clothes, and to those who are friendless, to guide others who are struggling with questions about the Christian faith. Where is God? And why does evil exist? And what happens after death? To remain fixed on God and journey with others in times of trials and uncertainty. Spiritual gifts given by God are intended for the carrying out of our greatest commission, to love one another as God loves us. And that is the reason we have been given our gifts. We have them for the common good of the church and this world. Paul's charge to us in this passage is not always easy for us to follow, to use our God-given gifts for the building up of people. We like our gifts, and at times we keep them to ourselves and we don't share them with others. As a young boy, my fly rod was my most prized possession. I treasured it. I kept it for myself. After all, it was given to me. So when my sister asked if she could see it, I said she could, but I would be the one holding it and spinning it around so she could see all the parts. And when my brother asked me if he could practice casting with it too, I said there was no way that he could touch it, let alone practice with it. It was my gift, my possession, and only I could touch it or use it. And I held on to it because I didn't think it was for anyone else. I was selfish with my gift. I didn't want to share it. I wasn't interested in the good that it could bring for other people. And we all have gifts that we are still holding on to, things that we don't want to share with others. As soon-to-be confirmed members of this church and confirmed members of this church, Paul's words speak directly to us. He points out that we have all been given gifts. Each and every one of us have been given unique, thoughtful, and intentional gifts by our God, creator of heaven and earth, who knows us and who has called us to use them for the common good. Unlike my fly rod, we aren't to keep our spiritual gifts for ourselves, to hold on to them and to keep them from others. As members of this church and the body of Christ, the gifts that we have been given are for the common good. And that is to say, our spiritual gifts are intended for the building up of our families, our friends, our neighbors, the church, which is the body of Christ, and yes, even our enemies, the people that we do not like. And using our gifts for the common good, we live into the commission Jesus gave to us to love one another. And we take up the charge that Paul has given to us. Sometimes with our birthday gifts, we don't want anyone else to play with them, to hold them, or to touch them. So we hide them away and we keep them for ourselves. In short, we are selfish sometimes with our gifts. However, the gifts that we have been given by God are not just for our use and our enjoyment. God, through the words of Paul, charges us to be selfless with the thoughtful and intentional gifts we have been given by God. Thus, we as confirmed and soon to be confirmed members of this church share them for the common good of the church, of the community, and of all creation. In doing so, we live into our confirmation vows. We take up Paul's charge, and we honor our great commission to love God and to love one another. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.